Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, friends. Oh, I was loud there. I was yelling. Hey, friends. Hey.
It's echoing.
I'm sorry, Jody. I didn't build the house. The house echoes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. Look, all right, let's go ahead and talk about Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, our sponsor, because we might quarrel today.
I'm not.
Well.
Too tired.
So yeah, Jody's in a funk, and we'll pull that top off of that in a little bit. Today's President's Day, and you know our friends at Sweet Dreams having a big President's Day sale. Big percentages off of things that are in stock. Now that means they're in the store, Jody. They have it right there.
Thank you.
In their stock. Beautiful things for the living room, bedroom, mattresses, accessories, all of it. Not just mattresses and couches and things, but decorative pillows, as well as slumber pillows.
Slumber pillows.
Yes. I have, we both have pillows on which we slumber.
Slumbers.
From Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Yep.
So getting the percentages off in the big President's Day sale of the in-stock stuff. They have locations all over the Lake Norman area. And then they also have their delivery service for, you know, pretty much anywhere, Charlotte and surrounding, you know, local areas and all that. They're great people. And, you know, I think the presidents would want people to go to Sweet Dreams Furniture
and
Mattress.
Them. Follow them on social media. They're funny little people.
Oh, yeah, they are. It's a family. They're family owned and operated.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun,
very,
fun.
Very fun.
Looks like a fun place to work.
Yeah, the kind of people where you go, I wish our family acted like that toward each other.
Yeah.
Do you think it's all fake, though?
No.
I bet it is.
It's not.
I bet that Craig and Callie are just so fake.
They are not.
I know. It's Greg and Katie. No, their names. They're Greg and Katie Law. So they're laying down the law on high prices.
Oh, God.
They got that big fancy ad agency. I bet they never thought of something like that.
Laying down the law.
Laying down the law on high prices.
That's funny.
I know. So if you want to check them out, go to tjriggins.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. As you know, we record this podcast on Sunday afternoon. And Jody has been a little bit of a kind of a bad mood because we didn't go anywhere yesterday and it was rainy and cold, and then we haven't gone anywhere today, so no more weekends of you just being in the house.
Well, and then we didn't Friday I worked up at our little friend Jenny's place. I helped at the child watch from 9 to noon,
and Jenny paid her with that hat.
Yeah, she did. So I helped there. And I thought I was going to have a lot of babies that day. And I love babies. And I didn't. I had one.
Just one?
6 month old, though. Oh.
But is that the only child you had? Or you just ignored the toddlers?
No. I love toddlers. No, I only have one all day.
Just one child.
Yeah, I was kind of sad. Okay. So that just started out my sadness.
Yeah, and then all day yesterday, she didn't do anything, but she put that bed in zero gravity.
Sure did.
and laying around in sweats.
Mm-hmm. I did shower and wash my hair.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Then I try to get her to watch TV with me later. Come on out here where the living, resides. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. none of that. And then she was just...
I was super tired.
Mm-hmm.
Super tired.
You get off that Tylenol PM.
I went on it.
Well, tell them why you were up late Friday night.
Because our son went out and he went out in Charlotte with his friends, which he
with his hooligan
he does
friends.
Time to time. And I don't sleep when he's out. I'm sure you mothers that have Life 360 know what I'm talking about. And I make sure he's, moving and around at all hours.
But and he is 21. He's 21, but he lives with us. And so if he lives with us, then we're going to know that he's not home and all of that stuff. If he's not living with us, we wouldn't even know. Like our daughter, she lives in Nashville. I mean, she could be homeless. We wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, I know. I watch her too. She may not know it, but I do. But anyway, so he did not get home until 5:07 a.m.
Yeah, because we live out in the country. And, they go out to the bars, and then he doesn't drink.
Mm-mm.
So he ends up having to drive people home. That took a lot of time. He had to
right.
drive
and I do
home.
Take that into consideration because I remember when in my younger years, we would go out, places closed at 2. Then I know sometimes they go get food because they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to drive home. And then I think he drops some people off too. So.
Yeah.
But still,
mm-hmm.
I was so tired.
But you could have made up for it all day Saturday. You could have slept the whole day.
I know.
But all you did was sit in there and get mad.
Actually, I watched Younger. I've been watching Younger, and I think I've got 2 seasons left. So I was just watching it, boom, back to back to back to back.
Well, it must not be a good show because it puts you in a bad mood.
It was
for the rest of the weekend.
That. It was dreary. It rained all day. I don't know. It was just everything.
Hmm. Well, that red looks good on you. I always love
Thanks.
Red on you.
We had a good Valentine's Day before I lost sleep.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jody some grocery store flowers.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't from for sale at the grocery store. They had thrown them out to make room for the Valentine's flowers.
I don't care. That wouldn't matter.
So I got them out of the dumpster.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I made them look pretty down there in a vase.
And I made homemade heart-shaped pizzas.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not a crafts person.
But,
and
oh
basically,
my gosh.
That's crafty kind of stuff.
And he gets mad. So it's kind of entertaining to watch.
Yeah, but it turned out okay. I was laughing at my weaknesses on it, though.
But you made that little treat, too, the cinnamon sugar.
Oh, yeah, I made a little cinnamon.
Braid.
Yeah, cinnamon braid.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. And no, it was not Bobby approved. I saw somebody ask that. No. No, was not.
Yeah. Bobby is Bobby Parrish, one of those influencers who won't let you eat anything. Says, oh, this has one drop of sunflower oil in it. Or it's one drop of seed oil or whatever. No. Don't put that in your body.
But I didn't feel good after.
Oh, and speaking of that, obviously, we've had a pretty rocky couple of weeks here, personally and professionally. But my friend from home, my childhood best friend, Shannon, called and we were catching up. And he was checking on things and he was saying, y'all had me laughing on that podcast the other day when you and Jody were arguing about who cleans up the kitchen and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was kind of surprised that he watches the podcast. And then a couple of minutes later, he said, well, looks like you've really been working out.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I just laughed.
Because y'all were friends for how long?
Oh, man.
You met him?
We were friends from kindergarten up.
Yeah.
But in the eighth grade, they put us in a class together.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat right beside each other and then became best friends from that point. And then through the rest of, until, I guess, I don't know.
But y'all have not,
now we're still close.
But y'all haven't talked in how long?
Been a while, yeah.
Years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He talks to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what? This happens all the time. It just happened with his brother. His brother called. He was in the shower. So then his brother calls me, and he's like, every time I try to call Richie, he doesn't answer the phone. I call you, and you answer. So I'm just going to start calling you. I said, lots of people say that.
But I was in the shower.
No, I know you were. He kind of laughed that you had to get showered for a podcast. He goes, he's got to get showered for a podcast? I said, yeah.
Well, okay, let me tell you why. Not why, but this is what would have happened. Obviously, we didn't do anything yesterday. We've already discussed that. So I got up and I took a pretty late shower yesterday and just laid around.
Mm-hmm.
Got up this morning, did a few things, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't have gone and take a shower before the podcast,
yeah,
then I'd get busy and then I'd be ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then Jody would say, you didn't even take a shower today? You're going to bed? And you didn't even take a shower?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't.
Right. Yeah. No. So I would have had to take a shower.
So you
and I would have done it even if Jody wouldn't have been griping about it. But she would have said it before I even had a chance to go do
so
it.
So you're saying you're not nasty. You do shower every day is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least three times a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess my brother would have just been nasty all day and then
done a nasty
podcast.
He just thought it was funny. You had to shower for a podcast.
Well,
but listen, all of his family, like his mama will call me, his brother calls me, I talk to his best friend Shannon.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they feel comfortable with you.
Because I answer them.
But Jody will answer the phone. Yes, I'm not kidding you.
I will.
If that phone said caller ID Satan,
oh,
she would have to pick it up. She just could not let it go. She would have to answer. I wonder if this is really him.
I hang up.
Hello?
I don't answer many calls.
Oh,
many.
Please.
So don't even. But if I know you, I'm going to answer.
But I'm not. You act like I'm looking and seeing that my mama's calling or whoever and just ignoring it. I'm busy.
Oh, I don't even think your mama calls. I don't even think she tries to call.
But that's
she?
What you said. Your mama calls me. All these other
me.
People call. I know, calls you. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking as you. Your
mm-hmm.
mama calls me.
Yeah.
Your brother calls me.
Yeah.
But you act like it's because they're calling me and I'm just screening them. But that's not true.
I don't even think they try. I don't think your mama does. I think she just calls me and we just talk. We like to talk.
But then I don't understand why you had to set it up to make it out like I'm so terrible.
You're not. I just said you were in the shower, and that's why you didn't answer mm-hmm. your brother. Good Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're always trying to make me look bad, Jody.
Mm-mm-mm. No, I'm not.
Well,
don't be so touchy.
Let's just take a break, regroup, and then we'll pick it
count
back
to 10.
Up. Okay, more next.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up.
If you follow me on social media, you've seen all of my cute hats from Eric Javits. Eric Javits has everything from winter and summer hats, shoes, and even handbags. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for a discount. That's tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back. Not yelling on this rejoin time. Welcome back to our house. Our humble abode.
That may blow away today.
Yeah, the wind's blowing very,
so
very
loud.
Briskly.
Yeah.
And is it tonight we're supposed to get the bad weather, or has it already come and gone?
Come and gone.
Because that was thunder last night, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. This morning. We're supposed to get some snow this week.
Like 8 inches of snow.
I don't know about that.
Well, boy said 10, and then you
10? Said,
yeah.
Oh, the last I just looked said maybe 3 to 5.
Oh.
Maybe. Well, boy said maybe. 10 inches. It won't be all snow, according to my weatherman.
Okay.
Well, he said it will not be all snow. He made that clear.
I hate the snow.
Me
I hate
too.
The snow and the ice and the wintry. Oh, I really hate a wintry mix.
And I don't want a lot of snow to where we can't get out and about and do things.
No, obviously that's not good for you.
No.
Not to be able to get out and about. Now, getting out's one thing, but, you know, out and about.
Out and
those
about.
Those are two important deals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, last weekend we had overnight guests, our friends Anthony and Kathy came to visit us.
Yep.
It was just for, they needed a place to spend the night because they were visiting like people they really love, her family.
And that had been planned for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she just was coming, they were coming, they had an activity on Sunday, I think, right?
Yeah. So, Anthony is the opposite of the way I am, which I'm not talking about his personality today because Anthony's super sweet and smart and the whole thing. But
you're smart.
He's a really cold natured fella.
Oh, he is.
And he had on a hoodie and then another shirt under that, and then I think he had on 3 layers in the house.
Did he?
Yeah. And so he. Got cold in the night and came and grabbed the bubble cuddle blanket, my Cozy Earth bubble cuddle blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he was like, how do they even make something this soft? So I was like, don't you get too used to that.
Yeah.
So we get two, you know, hetero men fighting over the bubble cuddle blanket. I don't want to do that.
He left your bubble cuddle on the bed. I saw it. I'll fold it up on the end of the bed.
Yeah. Well, he better have. So if you want one of those, you get it for 41% off if you want to experience that luxury.
And Kathy had it earlier, his wife, on
she
the
did?
Couch. Mm-hmm. She was I think she had, wasn't she under it under watching TV?
Oh, she better not have been.
I don't know. Well, anyway.
Better not have been.
You're not sharing?
No.
That's so rude.
Not that. I share everything else. Not that.
Not that blanket.
But I get that 41% discount no matter what you buy on CozyEarth.com. So go get you some pajamas, ladies, or whatever.
Sheets.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every other influencer gets you maybe 40% as the top discount.
Maybe.
41% for me. So just go to TJRiggins.com/deals and then use the code TJ at checkout for your big discount. I should have just said that. I should have said, here, Anthony, feel how soft this is. Now, if you want one, go get one.
Yeah, I guess you could have.
Don't be using mines.
Right.
That's using funny. all my bubble and cuddles.
Bubbles and cuddles.
So when Jody didn't want to watch TV with me last night, or talk to me for that matter, because I was saying, hey, won't you come do that? You want to watch it? I don't feel like watching a movie. And I said, I got some TV, some series that I've earmarked here that we may watch together. I think I'm just going to watch my show. And then she went in the bedroom and anyway, and I found some episodes of Signs of a Psychopath that I hadn't seen yet.
That's uplifting.
Yeah. I really, really, you know, just unwind when I'm watching those types of shows, Signs of a Psychopath.
Sick. Mm-hmm. I told you, though, I said, it's not that I didn't, I was so tired that I didn't think I could make it through a movie. I told you that.
Yeah, I know. And then I said, well, we got other TV shows here.
I'm just not in the mindset.
Mm-hmm. But then you went in there and watched your show. It's fine. I mean, I get it.
I was falling asleep.
I get it. I'm just kidding.
And then our daughter was getting horrible weather in Nashville. So she was texting me and I said, I'm not going to sleep again.
But if I didn't have to hang out with me, I wouldn't either. I get it completely.
You, now, listen, don't act like you were down there waiting on me all day. You were up here in your room watching and sleeping and whatever you were doing all day.
I know. You told me that because you were in the bedroom holed up in there.
Hold up.
And then I said, but after a while, I wanted to spend some time with my sweetheart. I believe those were my exact words.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. My treasure.
Uh-huh.
My kitten.
I just couldn't. There was no way I could watch a movie. No way.
Again.
And I barely even watched a 30-minute show. Like, I went in there, I turned on a 30-minute show, and I was falling asleep.
Yeah, because you can't get off that phone long enough to do anything. And I don't mean, like, scrolling on it. I mean talking on it.
That's not true.
You are talking on that phone like somebody, some woman in the 80s, constantly talking.
If somebody calls talking, me, talking, then I talk. Talking. Yeah. Sure
I
do.
Mean, just echoes through the house.
Well.
Especially when that sister of yours calls, mm-hmm. or you call her.
Oh, you always Ooh, happen to be walking man. In when I'm talking to her and get your nose up in it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we haven't been doing a whole lot lately. As you can imagine, we haven't been spent out living it living it up or anything. So,
yeah.
We really don't have, you know, a whole lot of content to bring you
Not
today
really.
In a podcast, obviously, as you could tell.
No.
But are you reading any good books, Jody?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, I'm not.
We got up this morning and learned about the Jesus.
We did.
We did that.
We did. Needed that.
Mm-hmm.
I even missed Bible study last week.
That's right. You didn't go to Bible study
Mm-mm.
to learn about the Jesus.
I'm going to learn about the Jesus this week. I'm going to go this week. I'm going to get back out there in the world. Tomorrow I got to go do grocery shopping. That's so exciting.
Yeah, tomorrow's your grocery shopping day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you do it last Monday?
Mm-mm.
No, you didn't, did you?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, that's right. We had it. When was it? Friday we had a meeting. With Thursday, we had a meeting with a client, one of our fancy clients,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to eat a brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Jody and I did. We ate a brunch,
mm-hmm.
and then Jody always wants to go. Would you mind if I ran by whatever place, just ran in for a minute? Or would you rather me take you back and then I'll come back out and go
That's
to
That's not what I said.
But I always like going to, you know, the stores and stuff. Like we went to the Costco. And I always like going to the Costco together, the grocery store together. Usually she doesn't like it when I'm tagging along.
he likes to is it called peruse?
And browse. I like to browse.
Oh my gosh. Looking and looking and looking. I like to go have a list, walk in, get what I need, swiftly get out. He wants to meander around looking at things.
I like to explore.
And if you know you've been to Costco, how crazy it is in there. I just want to get in there and get out.
Because I'm looking at it from a perspective of, I wonder what I can make something out of here, whether it's in the grocery store or in the food section of Costco. Like, what can I do?
You were in the clothes section.
At Costco?
Yes.
For like 5 seconds. And you're the one that said, you want to walk through there and see if there's anything?
And then I rushed you through it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's go. No, you don't need any of this.
I said, well, we got to that way anyway because we got to cut through there.
Yeah,
for the
you
food.
Wanted to look at jeans, but they didn't have any jeans you'd want.
No. But still, wanted to look.
Yeah.
Especially after you said, you want to look. Through there?
I meant swiftly.
Couldn't have been much more swiftly than what we did. But yeah, when we're in the regular grocery store and you say that I'm taking too long or whatever, I'm just looking to see if an idea sparks.
Okay, but all right. I don't do that. We don't spark ideas
like,
at the grocery store.
How about this? Well, you know what? I bet I can make heart-shaped pizzas.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. So that came from perusing and browsing.
He did?
Yeah.
So you just went to the store and was walking around and thought, let me make a heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah, because I used to do heart-shaped pancakes on Valentine's Day when the children were little.
That was fun.
Yeah, so. And it happened to be on a Friday night where a lot of times we'll eat little homemade pizzas on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, why don't we do this?
It's cute. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
Loved it.
Apology accepted. And we will take a break.
What am I apologizing for?
For making fun of me and saying it's horrible for me to peruse when it ends up being something that you benefit from.
I'm so sorry for saying that you peruse.
Right. Okay.
More next. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. I'm sure that there was no need for me to say that. My hat keeps slipping because right before we started the podcast today, I shaved my head slick with a razor. And so it's soft and my hat's sliding on.
Oh. Maybe you need to tighten it.
You want to touch? No, you don't. I know you don't.
Mm-hmm. I want to pop
girl.
It.
Girl.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, we don't do a whole lot of Valentine's Day type thing. We did when we were dating. Not when we had our first big fight was on a Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. We were living in that apartment, that one bedroom apartment.
And what was it about?
I don't even remember either. Ooh, it was not good.
Mm-mm.
And we have never really had big fights.
No.
I think I can count on one hand, right?
Yeah. And it usually had something to do with you drinking.
It did not. Oh my gosh. You know,
she gets.
I don't know what that
she
was.
She gets all wound up.
I think we weren't even married yet.
No, it was our first Valentine's Day knowing each other.
Oh, gracious.
So we started dating in November.
I remember us fighting, but I don't know.
Yeah, and you gave me a huge balloon with something in it. Inside. It was a big white balloon. There was something inside of it.
But it wasn't because of Valentine's, I don't think, because I've never cared about that holiday.
Something else. I don't remember what it was.
I've never made a big deal about that holiday.
But, I mean.
Don't care.
You would have been, 21? I was 23 because we got married when I was 24.
I'm sure whatever we were fighting about was so important.
I'm sure it was. I should have known then, though. If I'd have been taken off running back then, then I'd be all right today.
Me too. If we had fought that day and gone our separate ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't have chased after you on that horse.
What the heck?
I remember we were at a stable.
Okay, now you're just lying.
Because I did a romantic.
No, you didn't.
Rode up on my trusty steed.
No,
your knight in shining
armor. I really do not know what we fought about that.
I don't know. It's probably that.
Something silly. You like I said, 20s.
Something about you not knowing and to watch that mouth, that sassy mouth of yours.
It's probably you popping off at the mouth.
No.
Yep. But
never ever.
I don't know. I'm sure, like I said, 22, 23, I bet it was an important fight. So important we don't even remember it.
Right. But we've never we've never done big Valentine's Day things.
We did with the kids.
Yeah, I mean like romantic
kind of
stuff. Huh. We were talking about that the other day about how we're not romantic on the TJ and Riggins show. And Riggins asked if we ever even, if we spoon, when we're going to bed at night, if we spoon. And I said, no.
Well, okay, first of all, when we go to bed at night, you go to bed at 8.
But he just means
snuffleupagus.
We ever spoon. Not old us.
Oh.
He means, whenever. And I said, no, we get too hot sleeping.
Hot box.
And Jody puts up a fence between the two of us, a pillow wall.
Listen,
between us,
and really with the menopause, hot box.
I don't have menopause.
I do. It's hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on fire.
Well, Jody's always I'm always asleep when she comes to bed because I go to bed early. I get up so early.
Mm-hmm.
But she always, when she gets in the bed, will just get right over on my side and basically just wrap herself around me. Well, that's the only way she feels secure.
I can't because I get twisted up in a CPAP tube. And then I do that. I would do that right after I put in my retainer because I'm, you know, 53 years old wearing my retainer at night. Yeah.
We have these friends, and the wife told me the other night. She said, "Congratulate, good for you. You need to," and looked at her husband and said, "You need to learn from him." And I'm like, well, "What is she talking about?" Uh-huh. I mean, I could think of a million things she could be talking about, you know, about other husbands needing to learn stuff from me. But her thing was is that he needs to go get a CPAP. Like I'm a brave soul for going and getting this CPAP.
Because she's tired of her sleep being disrupted. Mm-hmm. I get it. And it's not safe for you, for the person that has it.
Okay, well, how far away are those two things on an importance level? Being disruptive while you're trying to sleep?
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's at the top. Uh-huh. How far down is the safe for me?
It's above. It's above me, and you know that. You know I'm worried about you falling asleep in your sleep and never waking up. Jody. Yes, I do worry about that. Of course, I do.
But I'm just saying. But that's way, way less of a
before
a concern.
I knew what it was. Before I knew, and for years he would shake the house with snoring. Right. My sleep was a priority.
Yeah, that was, again, I always have to say, that was even before I caught obesity.
Why do you always have to say that?
Before I contracted obesity, I was snoring
like
that.
People of all sizes snore.
I know, but you automatically look at someone who has caught obesity and think that that's why they snore. But even when I was in good shape, way before I contracted it, I snored.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But then once we did all the sleep studies and everything, because you've had a couple of sleep studies,
mm-hmm.
and once we found out that you weren't breathing in the night, well, then my not sleeping was here and your importance was here.
Oh, please.
You really think that I was not worried about you not breathing?
I think you're worried about it. But the main thing, and I don't blame you, is that you worry about that it disrupts your sleep. And that you hate how having to try to sleep next to a buzzsaw.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that's because most people would be that. Most people would be like, I can't sleep at all. And it's bad for your health. But I did. I mean, it's ruined my naps. That's the thing.
All you got to do is take that little machine with you to your napping area. Pick it up. Take it to the nap.
It's a pain to take. I mean, because it's got water in it.
Then you don't want to go take a good nap then that badly. Because if you did, you would carry it upstairs and turn it on and go night-night.
I could just get blackout curtains for the bedroom.
Ugh.
And then
negative.
I could leave the snore machine where it is.
Not happening.
And be in the bed all day.
No.
On Fridays.
No. Nope. You have a little room that you can make pretty with those. Enjoy.
Well, what I need is a snore machine for upstairs then. I need a snore machine for wherever I may doze off. Get one and put it in the living room at little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house because I fall asleep on their couch all the time watching TV. Yeah, so we'll just start leaving little trails of them.
No. No.
Take one in the car whenever we're on long trips.
Oh, gosh.
Fly with one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't been able to take a nap on a plane in years.
Well, you do. I've seen you.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Because that'd be so embarrassing if I start snoring on a plane.
People do it all the time.
I know. And what does everybody around them do? And laughs at them.
You know, I would be going,
And look, I don't blame any woman... Or man, for that matter, who's
because women
sleep,
snore.
You snore a little bit now. You do. It's like that.
Then it's I need to go loud. Get a sleep study. I might be not breathing when I'm in bed or something.
Mm. It's not all the time, but every now and then, like I said, once you've been on that moonshine,
I don't even like
on
moonshine.
That shine. But anyway, I get it. I think that's awful to have to deal with somebody sleeping like that. And that's why I have that big tube wrapped around my neck all night, every night.
Yep.
It's not for me. It's for you.
It is for you so that you are here on Earth.
Oh, please.
Please.
Oh, stop.
Stop it.
But thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We got to go. Thanks for listening and watching.
Sorry we're boring.
Well, speak for yourself.
We haven't done anything. We're boring.
Speak for yourself. I was not boring.
It's boring.
You boring.
You boring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See you.
See you.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.